It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, continuing a Monday music marathon. You're smack dab in the middle of it. How do you like that? Right in the face! Take it! Sorry, didn't mean to hit you like that.
Seems very aggressive.
Well, hey, you know what? You got to show Monday what's up. I'm not afraid to be aggressive. Liv the Web Girl, yes. Whose wonderful voice you just heard there, you apparently are very concerned about my relationship.
No, I'm not concerned.
Okay.
I'm
then
just
what did
saying,
you find? What did you find?
I found this thing, and it said that this will ruin your relationship. This can be the demise of your relationship, and it's one bad habit. And I know for a fact that you and your wife do this. So it's more of like, I'm trying to help you.
Oh, well, in that case, please tell me how I can save my marriage.
Okay, so it says that this is the scenario.
You're really holding back. You can say it.
Like, no, I
you
know.
Don't have, you're not going to hurt my feelings.
So it says, this is a scenario. It says like when you're about to leave for the house and then all of a sudden you see that the trash is full and maybe it was your partner's turn to take out the trash. You take a picture of it or they take a picture of it and... Either way, you guys send it to one another, kind of like a passive-aggressive little message.
Ooh.
Which I know that you and your wife do all the time. And then from there, you could be like, yeah, well, whose turn was it to let the dogs out? You didn't do that, and I did that for you 2 days ago. And then she's like, well, the one time where I unloaded the dishwasher and you wouldn't stop watching TV when you were supposed to unload the dishwasher. You're a scorekeeper, and you're doing
it. Everybody's a scorekeeper.
And you're doing it all over text message. You're saying that this can be the demise and ruin your relationship. They took a poll of people, and they said that majority of people that do this, their relationship ended up failing and they broke up.
That is okay.
So how do you not do it?
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. I think this is the biggest load of crap that some women's publication would put out. Like, ladies, if your man does this with his phone of the garbage, it's over. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Okay, I've heard this before.
Has anybody else dealt with this? Kind of passive aggressive, like photos
I'm
of this
sure
and that?
Plenty of people have, or else there wouldn't be a huge article on about it. So it says, look, it happens to all of us, but next time you feel your fingers furiously reaching for your phone, here's something to keep in mind. A study from BYU, which is Brigham Young University,
mm-hmm.
found that women in relationships who try to work out their differences or apologize via text message tend to report higher levels of unhappiness.
Ooh.
So what they're saying is instead of trying to talk through the negative stuff over text, wait and do it face to face. Don't send the picture, even though you're really mad, you're really fired up, it might be making you late for work. Just calm down, chill, take a couple breaths, go to work. Later, when you see your significant other, be like, hey, that was annoying. Like, I was the one that had to take out the trash. Like, come on, it was your turn. Talk to it face to face. Also, they said, oppositely, as a tip, you should be sending texts of affection to your significant other.
Like a little special kind of photo.
And
like,
that has like, okay, I don't know about that. Maybe like, hey, you're great. Have a great day. Whatever.
Like, what if you're like, hey, I love you even though you forgot to take the trash out and it was your turn.
Very passive aggressive. You're missing the point here,
okay,
Joseph.
Okay, I'm simply asking.
I love stuff like this.
Joe Alex. No, is this something you ladies ever do in relationships?
Yes.
What do you do? Tell me more.
I mean, I'm for sure a scorekeeper. That was one of the problems with my ex is that we both were doing that. And that's something I know going forward I have to work on is not keeping score on each other when you have rights or wrongs. Because, you know, then what you end up doing is like, well, I did these 10 nice things. So see, now it's your turn. You have to do this for me because I did this and this for you in the last 6 months. Like, you can't be doing stuff like that.
Hold on. Ashley says she goes through this. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yo.
I just love the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that, so my fiance and I, Ben, we have gone through this, and it's even past this point. Like, we would take photos. I would do that. I'm guilty of that. I would take a photo, or I'd send a passive-aggressive text saying, like Joe just said, I'd be, hey, listen, thanks for remembering this, but by the way, you forgot to do this, and this.
Yeah.
And it's to the point now, I promise you, on everything I love, just yesterday we were talking about it. We're engaged. We got engaged a year ago in Puerto Rico. And this has, like, combated to one of the problems where we go into counseling through our church being discipled because I it goes to so much more. Like, it goes from these little passive aggressive things, and I'm not saying everybody's the same, because Joe and his wife, they might have a totally different relationship, but it has caused drama with us, and it is a problem to where we're going to talk with counseling with our church about it, and other friends, and maybe even outside of there, because now we will argue about stuff, or I'll say, oh, well, you had time to play the game, and Ben will automatically go to, but wait a second, you were just relaxing for 2 hours.
No,
and
Ashley,
you get into that pattern, and you shouldn't do that.
I want to appreciate you for calling in, and two things here. Listen, if people listen to the Joe and Alex show, whether live or podcast, whatever, I want people to realize my relationship with my wife and I, you shouldn't try to hold yourself to that standard of perfection, okay?
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
we are like the greatest couple ever to exist, and we don't have problems. So, no,
right.
I'm just kidding. No, Ashley, I feel like I'm relatable to you and your fiance. When is the wedding, by the way? What's the big day?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. It's supposed to be September 8th this year, but I have medical issues, and he is a diamond in my life. Ben Gilvin, if I can give a shout out to him.
Hype it up, baby.
I have dealt with cancer for a while now, and so because of it, I had a surgery in my stomach and esophagus last year, December, and so we're having some after effects from it. So
yeah.
We're hoping September 8th, but if not, it will be at some point. But we are, like I said, there are little issues that pop up that we want to make sure everything's okay.
That's smart to get through
those. And this
is
one of our issues that we're talking about, you know, because you're right. Every couple's different. So
bless your heart.
This can turn into something like way more to where you start getting irritated and being mean to each other because of little comments.
Well, hey, if you can kick cancer's ass, I think you guys can work through your relationship.
That's right.
Well,
yeah.
All right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
I love
suck
this
it,
man
cancer.
With all my heart, and I will be marrying him. He is my heart and soul, and so is his family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, when these things happen, you want to go into a marriage, one, obviously with God blessing behind you, and for if it's your spiritual higher power, which God is mine.
Praise Jesus.
And then you want to be there. You want to know emotionally that we don't do things to, like, hurt each other.
Ashley,
and make
we are,
comments
so
are
glad
like that
you,
you know?
No, totally. We're so glad that you called in this morning. Thank you so much, and we wish you a speedy recovery and hope you guys tie that knot soon. And, yeah, you're not alone. You work through those issues. Let's do one more call on this. James, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was your comment?
Comment on the whole taking the trash out bid.
Right.
Hey, no one should keep score about taking the trash out.
Why?
If a man does not take the trash out, he's not a man.
Yeah, hear that, man? You just got to do it.
Wait a minute. What if two women are together? What does that mean? Like, the garbage never goes out?
Well, isn't there usually more of a manly in the women?
Pork chop? Let's ask Pork Chop.
You represent the community, yeah?
Well, I mean, I take the trash out in my family.
Okay, so you okay?
Like,
so
really, I'm not saying that metaphorically. Like, I do. I take the trash.
Yeah. Well, even with men and men, wouldn't be in there won't. A man that's a little bit more manly than the other man.
Well, I don't see Pork Chop as manly. That's the question I bring
up. But compared
up.
To Chase, yeah.
I take the trash out.
Hi, everybody. I'm the trash taker outer.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get into your dummy of the day.